A few years ago, we brought you a story about Bloody Butcher corn. It's a type of cornmeal that's ground at one of the last remaining grist mills in Appalachia. 100 years ago, grist mills weren't just a place where people went to buy cornmeal and flour. They were also community gathering places. But supermarkets replaced the local grist mill economy, and few working mills are still in operation today. The West Virginia Preservation Alliance placed Reed's Mill on the list of its endangered properties last year. Roxy Todd revisited Monroe County, where the millman, Larry Mustaine, is wondering how long he could continue to keep his family's business going.
The drive to Reed's Mill through the misty back roads is long and winding. The county where it's located, Monroe County, doesn't even have a single stoplight. Like so many people who grew up in West Virginia, the man who owns Reed's Mill, Larry Mustaine, says he had to leave the state to see the region's real value.
My mother and dad separated, and we moved away from here. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. I just always wanted to come back.
He and his uncle, Aubrey Reed, farmed together when he came back to West Virginia in 1975. He spent a lot of his childhood here, helping his uncle inside the mill. When his uncle passed away, Mustaine decided to follow in his footsteps.
So much of what he taught me and what I knew, it's just in me. I don't even know it's there.
The creek that runs behind the mill, and which used to power the stone grinder, begins here at the top of Peters Mountain.
This creek is unbelievable. It rises out of springs off of Peters Mountain.
This small but mighty creek once powered dozens of mills. Today, only this one remains. Mustaine sells a special heirloom corn called Bloody Butcher.
Bloody Butcher is actually white corn. In other words, if you crack the grain open, it's white inside. Even these red ears are white inside.
This corn has been passed down for generations, just like this mill.
There's a formula that you have to follow to select seed corn from the Bloody Butcher. It's an open pollinated corn. You just plant it over and over. You don't have to get new seed every year like hybrid corn. And he had a formula of what he would pick out, so many red, so many orange, so many white, so many speckled ears. And I should have wrote all that down, but I just, even though I was in my 40s and 50s after I came back here, I guess I just always thought he was going to be here.
Today, Reed's Mill attracts visitors from all over the state and beyond.
My name is Elmer Napier. I've been here, I don't know how many times I've been here. Met Larry, who's a very interesting person. And I keep coming back. I just come attached to it, I guess.
Napier lives in Florida half of the year and in West Virginia during the summer. He says he's visited 40 mills across West Virginia. Reed's Mill was built in the late 1700s, but is in good shape compared with others in the state.
I've been in 4 mills, I think, they're still grinding in the state. But, you know, they don't do very much grinding at all anymore in the mills. I think the ones that are here will be here. I think so. Because, you know, it's part of history and we've lost enough of them.
I think it would be a real tourist draw to the area if we could have a few of these mills that are left standing to be fully operational.
Steve Dransfield lives a few miles from this mill. Like Mustaine, his family has been farming in this valley for generations. He says Reed's Mill is part of his history, too, and he'd like to help Mustaine continue to keep the mill going.
It was always my dream to see all the belts and pulleys going and the water flowing through and the turbines turning and the grindstones grinding. But, you know, what he's able to do, you can come here today and you can see at least a small portion of what the whole operation was.
I sometimes tell people to this day, I don't know that I know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to do what he always did and keep it going.
Mustaine is in his 80s, and he keeps this mill going the best he can. But he's getting older, and he says he's not sure who will be here to help take over the mill after him. He hopes that someone in his family, maybe one of his sons, will decide to take it on. But he's not ready to quit yet. Today, he grinds cornmeal and flour with an electric stone grinder. But his dream is to see the millstones up and running again, so the mill will grind cornmeal the old-fashioned way.
The Leffel Water Wheel Company tell me that that turbine, that it probably was made in the 1880s or 90s, it's a 10 horsepower, and a new one through them now would cost about $30,000 or $40,000.
And he might be getting some assistance from the West Virginia Preservation Alliance. In 2017, the group listed Reed's Mill as one of the top endangered properties in West Virginia. This designation is meant to highlight the risk of losing the property and to attract attention from the public and encourage others to help restore the building. The group offers a 20% loan guarantee on renovation projects, which basically means they would assume part of the debt if a borrower defaults on a loan. If Mustaine switched the mill to a nonprofit business, he would be eligible for more assistance to help maintain and renovate the building. For now, Mustaine says he's happy just to continue grinding. He sells heirloom cornmeal, whole wheat flour, and another West Virginia specialty, buckwheat flour.
I'm clear out of buckwheat flour. And I've had two people, this people was here the other day going to St. Augustine, Florida, wanted buckwheat. I just can't keep up.
Although drop-in customers can sometimes find the mill open as they pass through Monroe County, Mustaine recommends people call ahead to make sure he can give visitors a tour. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Monroe County, West Virginia.
You can catch the video companion to that story at our first public live recording session. Come join us on Saturday, October 20th in Beckley, West Virginia at the Raleigh Playhouse and Theater. Watch our website, wvpublic.org, for more details.